is Korea Media Podcast, helping you grow your career through media. And welcome to another episode of the Career Spotlight Series, where we sit down with people who have basked with glow of success in their career field and want to share their success stories. In this session, we'll be covering the field of marketing. And you're listening to Lancy, and I'm sitting with Laura Casera, who is the National Financial Services Marketing Leader. Thank you for joining me today, Laura.
Thank you, Lancy.
Okay, tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure. Well, let's see. I have been in the marketing, in the marketing profession for over 15 years now, if you can believe that. Predominantly worked for accounting firms and professional services firms, everywhere from Big Four to smaller regional firms, now to Grant Thornton, which I can kind of compare to Goldilocks, right? So it's sort of too big, too small, and this is the perfect fit. What I do here is just pretty much as the title says. I am the national leader for our financial services industry group's marketing efforts. And basically, that means that I'm responsible for everything from developing the overall strategic national marketing campaign for financial services and its different subsegments, which include banking and securities, insurance, and asset management. And really, we're going to be taking the overall firm's messaging and goals and tailoring it to the industry, so that we are speaking to our clients in sort of one consistent tone in everything that we do. So in that plan, it includes events, it includes public relations, it includes thought leadership papers, what we say in our business development materials, our product sheets, our pitch books, all the fun stuff that goes into all of the lovely glossy brochures that you end up seeing, right? That's the kind of the broadest view, I think, of what it is we do, and we try to make everything accessible so that the marketers throughout the country can use these materials and sort of toolboxes, if you will, of events and thought leadership that they can replicate in their markets with their local clients. And we also, in the national capacity, also act as a liaison with our international office and work with Grant Thornton's International Financial Services Committee globally now to start to try to combine some of those efforts and leverage some of the materials being produced around the world.
Thank you. So what would be your definition of success?
My definition of success, are we talking about success at work or success in life?
Both.
Let's see. Success, well, it's really, I think for everybody, I think it's the same sort of question with a different answer. It's really finding a place that you feel comfortable. To be able to share your expertise and do what it is that you do well, and still be in an environment where you find that you're learning new things every day, no matter what level you are. I think having people around you at all levels, both senior to you and junior to you, that allow you to do what it is that you were brought in to do, and kind of give you room to still be creative, and where you are consulted on as a peer. I think where you find, basically at the end of the day, when you're going to work and you feel like you're making an impact, where you're working and you're enjoying the people that you're working with, I think then you've made that a success for yourself. I think it, as much as you can keep growing, that sort of defines success. I'm not content to stop. So I think where there's an environment that kind of fosters growth and creativity and a little bit of craziness in between to keep life interesting, it's good. Okay.
Thank you. What is it that makes you successful? What is that one thing that makes you successful?
It's never just one thing, but I think if I have to pick something, I think it's the it's the team that you work with, really, that makes you successful, Lancey. If it wasn't for, you know, if I didn't have a good network of people that helped to support the different initiatives that we're trying to do and the programs that we're trying to roll out, with the marketers that mm-hmm. work, you know, for me and with me, right. then there would be no way I could get any of those campaigns and events and collateral and everything else done, and there would be no success. And on the other side of the fence, too, I think it's also, again, going back to the environment that you work in, if you have a hierarchy, you know, in the accounting world, it's partners, right? If you have partners that are supportive mm-hmm. and enthusiastic and embrace marketing, mm-hmm. then that's key in making you successful. If they don't, you know, then you can mm-hmm. find a lot of challenges in the way.
I 100% agree. So what led you to marketing in particular? Did you have to navigate through your career maze like a lot of other people do?
I kind of fell into it. So okay. Here, I will tell you the real story. Both, you know, oddly enough, I think probably it ended up being fate. Both of my parents had marketing as their profession, oddly enough. But in reality, this was never where I thought I would end up being. I went to college and graduated with a major in psychology and a minor in theater. I went to graduate school and got my MBA in marketing mm-hmm. because it would have accelerated my candidacy for the FBI. Which was where I was originally intending to go. And, you know, during all of that education mm-hmm. and that time, I had started working mm-hmm. And working in the field of marketing and started growing up in that mm-hmm. in that career path and found that I really liked it and enjoyed it. And, you know, when I was done with graduate school and was feeling kind of comfortable and sort of in the groove with what I was doing, I stayed. So I just sort of tripped and fell and ended up in the same path. Excuse me, in the same path as my parents. So there you go.
Good for you. It all worked out very well. What is an accomplishment that you're proudest of in recent years?
Recent years. Thank God. Accomplishment. And there's just going to be dead silence on the podcast. I am probably most proud of, oh my God, I don't know. I think, you know, career-wise, I think I'm very proud of my ability to mm-hmm. to sort of come into a circumstance where, mm-hmm. you know, where I'm able to build a practice where there was none before.
Okay,
I came
that's
into,
huge.
And that's something that I've sort of developed over the years at different firms. You know, most recently here at Grant Thornton came in, and the financial services marketing that existed before me, there really wasn't. There wasn't much in terms of history, organization,
None.
Files, anything. So being able to sort of just now at this point in my career walk in and kind of quickly take stock and within 3 months mm-hmm. have a plan developed and have some pieces in place and some messaging done and some organization brought, I think is something I'm pretty proud of.
I'm proud of you too. Okay, how do you keep yourself motivated through all this craziness and busy times?
How do I keep myself motivated? Well, let's see. Keeping it fun. Enjoying the people mm-hmm. that I work with and remembering to laugh absolutely
yes.
helps to keep me motivated. Understanding that as much as I love my job and I like what I do and I mm-hmm. like the people that I do it for, it doesn't define my life. So that when the little
Very
stresses start to add up, it's not, you know, that's not what's important. You know, what's important is my husband and my dog
yes.
and my family and that. And so I think keeping a good balance is really helps keep you motivated because it helps keep the pressure off.
Agree. What is the best advice someone told you in the past?
Can I curse on this thing?
Have you had a mentor of some kind?
Let's see. Oh, probably that. I've had multiple people in my life that I look up to in terms of their career and their life. You know, there's been a lot of partners throughout the years that I really admire. My mother, I think, by far, has been my largest role model in terms of how she handles herself professionally. Probably the best piece of advice that I've ever heard is, you know, I'm trying to remember the quote, but it's basically, you know, don't whisper, like, it was something like, oh my god, can I Google it?
It's okay.
You know, don't whisper what you can't, you know, don't whisper what you can't write, or don't shout what you can't write, which really means, you know, just be, you know, be forthright and honest in everything that you do, I think, both in your work life and your personal life.
Okay.
And then, you know, that way you have nothing to stress over.
True. Okay, now as we we're concluding this podcast, as the last question, what is the best advice you can give people who are still searching for their career?
The best advice, I think, especially when you're still searching and you're in the beginning of your career, you know, it's really, you know, find the environment that you like. Focus more on, I think, where you want to be geographically. You know, what makes you happy? Just is there something about a big city that makes you happy working and commuting and doing? Do you want to be in an environment where you're in an office all day? Would you rather be running around and traveling? Or try to think about that, because when you're still in the beginning of your career, you have this great opportunity to make yourself over quite a few times. And so I think if you kind of think about, okay, what are the static things that are really going to make me thrive in the environment that I'm in is number one. I think when you find, if there's a particular industry that you're in, you know, start out in the poorest form of it, so you get to understand all the aspects of it. For example, you know, when I started in marketing, I worked, my first job was at a hospital.
Oh.
And they had no money for any resources whatsoever. There was no print department. There was no events department. There was no nothing. So you did, new out of college, here you go, throwing, you know, I understood what the design department did because I was the person that designed the flyers. I wrote it. I did the, worked with the PR people, did the press releases, and got to see how television interviews were done. And you sort of learned all these different aspects, and I think it gives you a much better idea of, is this really the industry that you want to be in? And which part of that industry? What do you like? What do you want to do with it or not? What is the stuff you love to do? What's the stuff you hate to do? You know, test out as much as you can when you're young.
Look around.
Before the pay really starts to matter.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, thank you so much for the great advice. Thank you again for joining us today.